Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hey, Michelle. These yes. Ask Her questions are awesome. I love it. And I know we've got a lot of things to say about them. All right, so the first one, do you have any advice on treating osteoarthritis in both knees and hip? Well, you know, I have a saying. You've heard me say this a million times, Michelle. Honey, if you don't creak somewhere after the age of 40 especially, you have not lived. So that means that the grand majority of people have a lot of overuse.
And I'm not creaking, so what does that tell you?
I have no comment. So moving right along, maybe your hearing's off. Maybe that's what's going on.
That's what happened to me after 40. So, I don't have hearing.
Oh, my gosh. So
loss.
What's osteoarthritis? Let's start right with that. It's a joint disease. It affects mostly the cartilage. You know, it's got a genetic component to it, you know, which is kind of interesting. And the cartilage is that slippery tissue that covers the ends of the bone. And the healthy cartilage allows the bones to glide over each other. And then as that basically, you know, wears away, suddenly you've got bones under the cartilage rubbing together. Ow!
Ouch.
And then you get the interesting little noises and the pain and the rest of it. So that's osteoarthritis, and that could happen anywhere in your body, from your hands to your hip, you know, to your elbow, to wherever you've been overusing something as you go through this. So let's talk about, you know, how to be able to treat it. There's lots of ways to treat it, right?
There are lots of ways to treat it. So one of the ways to treat it is, you know, pain relievers and anti-inflammatory drugs, right? As you know, Pam, taking Tylenol or Advil. You can have injections also of corticosteroids or hyaluronic acid into the knee. There's also the platelet-rich plasma, which people are doing now too, which is fairly new, with stem cells that helps. Alternative therapies, topical creams, and sometimes those work really well, even like Arnica cream, I know works for
I've tried
a friend
it.
Of mine. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's the best.
She uses it on her knees, and it's changed. She's had everything done to her knees, and it's changed her whole life. So don't think that you can't use, you know, acupuncture, things like that. But the Arnica cream seems to, that's pretty impressive that it's really helped her like it has. And using devices such as braces, so that it takes some of the weight and gives you some support is really important as well. And what else do you think, Pam? Physical? We know that physical and occupational therapy,
right? Well, there's also supplements.
Yeah.
Well, I found supplements really very helpful. The ones that have glucosamine and chondroitin are very good. Or there's a supplement called SAM-E, that's S-A-M and then E, which actually turns out to be very, very effective. And a lot of orthopedic surgeons use it, which is also very helpful.
And it's good for everything, that SAM-E.
Well, osteoarthritis is incredibly common in the knees, especially. And if there's one thing you can do, everyone out there in Her Radio Land, drop a few. That's right. Shed that extra weight. Seriously.
I know.
Because,
I know.
You know,
get your hormones checked, too. Get your hormones checked. Because that's a part of it, too. Because I had horrible joint pain after my hysterectomy. And as soon as I got on a little bit of estrogen, no more joint pain. So that's a big thing, too, for women.
And that helps, too. And there's something else that sounds almost counterintuitive, and that is, believe it or not, doing physical activity, you know, exercise, getting up, walking, actually helps it. And the grand majority of people who have osteoarthritis actually feel more pain when they wake up in the morning and less as they actually move around as the day goes on, which means that please stay physically active. I mean, obviously do it safely, too.
Right.
I mean, do that within reason, to say the least. So there's your osteoarthritis. Now, let's move on to the second question. And the second question is, I get terrible cramps 1 week before my period. How can I improve my pain? Well, what are the cramps? There's a word for it. We use that in medicine called dysmenorrhea. And it's a medical term for the painful cramps that may occur immediately before or during the menstrual period. All right. So it's very important to realize that the grand majority of women actually get something like this during the years during which they have menstrual cycles. So you're not alone by any means. And you want to also make sure that that endometriosis is ruled out by your gynecologist, because
exactly.
That's a very common form and a reason why you have pain in the first place. But there are so many premenstrual symptoms that take place, right?
Oh,
right,
yeah, like pelvic cramps? Abdominal cramping, to your point, nausea, bloating, weight gain, moodiness and irritability, pain and swelling of the breasts, feeling tired, insomnia, headaches, acne, food cravings, swelling of hands and feet, dizziness, thinking less clearly. Is there anything more that could go wrong with you?
I know. It's sort of like, you know, I want to sign me up for this.
Yikes.
I mean, are you seriously? Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, that the pain relievers are everything from, you could always ask your physician for a prostaglandin inhibitor. There are a lot of those kinds of medicines out there that actually really work well to relieve the discomfort. And you want to start them right off the bat with the first feeling that you have pain, because they actually work pretty nicely. Obviously, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories are used very commonly. And, you know, compresses. You ever use those compresses? Just putting on a little bit of
Oh, yeah, use a heating pad. Just a heating pad helps. Taking a warm bath can help. But also I think there's hormone therapy, too, that helps some women. So there's a lot of options and choices. Sometimes you even have to have pelvic floor pain therapists, physical therapy. That's also one thing that has helped a lot of women. So there's a lot of different things you can do, but you've got to get to your gynecologist and you've got to have the discussion and talk about the symptoms and actually calendar when this is happening to you.
Oh, there, no question. The calendar thing is like where it's at. The other thing, too, is, hey, as Michelle and I have talked about so often, whether it's your menstrual cycle or you're in the perimenopause or whatever, the more stress you have in your life, the worse the symptoms. And that whole laundry list that Michelle just read, every one of those elements gets 10 times worse when you have stress in your life. So please, the other thing too, interestingly, is exercise. Physical activity, believe it or not, actually helps. Yeah, it really does. It's quite fascinating. So there you have it. And then the final thing is, what are ovarian cysts and what do I do with them? Listen, the only time you need to see a doctor about ovarian cysts, quite frankly, is if it bursts and if you have abdominal pain.
It's
really normal to have these sacs that grow right off the ovaries. Actually, they're found in the grand majority of women, and they usually are completely benign, but sometimes they can become problematic. And when that occurs, you've got to see your gynecologist super importantly. And that goes hand in hand with vaginal bleeding. If you feel pelvic pain, nausea, vomiting, abdominal discomfort. But again, the grand majority of women have absolutely no problem with ovarian cysts. And that's important for you to know. Many times they're just followed over time with just simple pelvic ultrasound, which is non-invasive, if indeed you've got a lot of cysts. And most of those tend to regress after you hit the menopause. So there you have it.
Yeah, unless you have one that ruptures like I did. I've never felt
my
such
God.
Pain. I didn't even know I had the cysts. A lot of women don't know they have them, and then one ruptures, and you don't even know what it is. But I also
I had mine followed over time with just with plain old pelvic ultrasound. So there you have it. You've got the three questions we've answered about, you know, question about the treatment of osteoarthritis and looking at premenstrual pain and cramps, and then finally ovarian cysts. Well, there you have it for Ask Her. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson.
If you have a personal health question that you want us to answer, make sure that you go and email us at askher@radiomd.com. And you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.